Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us to not share it. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Now, if typing out an entire thing is just not your jam, we do have a voicemail service, so you can tell us your story with your voice. And now, there is a 3-minute cutoff time, but if you don't finish your story in those 3 minutes, just give us a call back and we'll put it all together. The number is 351-207-0799.
Yes, hello, hi.
Hi.
Hey, we've been missing for a few weeks, haven't we?
We have.
We've been missing for a few weeks, and we want to talk about it. We've been both been really sick.
Maria, tag teaming. I was sick 1 week.
Then I was sick the next week. Then my kids were sick. And then I went to Indiana to meet my little baby nephew.
My little baby.
What
You're
a nightmare.
Auntie.
I'm an auntie. And auntie. He's so cute. I want to eat him.
Did he give you baby fever?
Oh my God. I literally was holding him going, I could have one more. I am sterilized. I cannot have one more. So I don't know what I was smoking, but what I can tell you is that that is not actually possible.
That's okay. You could be just the coolest auntie ever.
Yeah.
Around you have babies and then be like, yes. I will watch them.
Yes.
And then you can give them back.
Yes, this is a good plan. I have a friend here locally who is a lot younger than I am. Our daughters are the same age or pretty nearly the same age. And I'm always like, you could just like have one more. You could just like, for me, you could just like have one more. And she's like, no, I'm not going to do that. What if you did?
More. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, just have one more.
You would have a babysitter. I mean,
I will literally watch that baby.
But how was Indiana outside of
baby? It was good, actually. It was really, 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 really humid. to the point that when I went into their house, which obviously has air conditioning, I was like, oh, it's cold in here. It's like actually cold. I needed my sweatshirt.
That's nice. That's how I keep my house. So you go, you know, you're outside in what feels like a shower that has been running on hot for like 20 minutes and you come inside and it's like, you know what?
Burr.
I could do a hoodie and socks.
But yeah, I keep it was like shocking house. Every time I went in there. I was like, oh my God, how is it so freaking cold?
See, I keep the house during winter pretty chilly. Uh-huh. Like I don't turn up the heat that far. So I'm just compensating. So like, you know, yeah. During summer, I'm like, we keep it a little cooler. I keep the house like 73, 74.
At least where we live costs way less than running the heater.
Mm-hmm.
Like way less. So
which is so funny. That's the reverse for us. Like our heater is gas and our AC is electric. And yeah. Gas is way
cheaper. Ours are both electric. So I have like just a 1-to-1 comparison. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you have that little schnazzy fireplace that you...
We also have a fireplace, too. Yeah. Yeah. A wood-burning stove. I also found a cemetery in their neighborhood.
Of course
she
did.
Obviously, I was like, we're going for a walk. We're going to go check out the cemetery. And I was not allowed to get a table at Cake Bake, which is a, like, okay, listen. Do you know what this is? Do you know what Cake Bake is? Okay, so I didn't know what it was either, okay? Apparently, there is a Cake Bake at Disney World. But the first one is in Carmel, Indiana. Okay. We were in the neighborhood because there's like a really cute little like kids store. And we all have kids now. So obviously, and I got to get my kids something when I'm traveling.
Of course.
So we went and my brother was like, do you want to just go to Cake Bake? It's kind of dystopian, but the food's okay. And I was like, what do you mean it's kind of dystopian? He's like, you'll see. Okay. You know, in Scrooge, the movie Scrooge, when he has the ghost from the future and the girlfriend is like all fancy and she's in that like white cafe and she's like, go away, pores. Okay, that's what this cafe, that's what Cake Bake's like. That's what it looks like. And it looks like that. And then like everyone in there is in these like padded shoulder pink tuxedo things. It was so weird. So here I am in a pair of running shorts and like a 4XL camo t-shirt. Because I wasn't expecting to go to a fucking, I don't know, dystopian nightmare. There was a million kids in there, like with their moms having like ladies' lunch, you know, with their little tea sandwiches and their cakes, and it was cute. And they looked at us and they were like, it's, yeah, we can get you a table, but it's going to be a 2-hour wait. It was not even close to a full restaurant. Like, not even like, oh, well, you know, because like, I don't know if you've ever worked in wait service, but like, just because there's empty tables doesn't actually mean that like they have space for you. I'm telling you, there was probably 30 tables and 4 of them had people at them. So when I say it's not even remotely full, I could not exaggerate that. Like, I'm not exaggerating that at all.
They would rather have an empty restaurant and not
than have my ass in there.
That's so awful.
Isn't that the funniest thing you ever heard in your life?
You should have brought that, you know, pink suit with padded shoulder energy.
Well, I did not pack to go to the Cake Bake.
Of course not.
I packed to be on an airplane and hold a baby who was probably going to poop and spit up on me.
That's fair.
It was like, I cannot stress enough how silly it was. I was laughing so hard when we left. I was like, oh, yeah, no, for sure. You guys are full. Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
I just wanted to see this hostess's face.
We had another restaurant we went into that was completely empty. And they were like, sorry, we don't let anyone in with babies.
Ew.
And we were like,
what?
Huh? I was telling my sister-in-law, I was like, I've never had that happen to me. Never. And we've been to really nice restaurants with our kids. No.
I say like, that, but in Europe, I mean, you know, you bring your kids to pubs all the time to eat.
It wasn't a bar. It was a normal restaurant. And she's like, sorry, we don't allow anyone under 18 in here.
Okay.
So it's like, it wasn't even like a 21 cutoff.
I have to say, Indiana thinks it's a lot better than what it is.
Carmel thinks it's a lot better than what it is. I'll tell you that much. That was crazy. I was like, I was telling Morgan, my sister-in-law, I was like, we took our kids to the Lobster House in San Francisco, like down the pier, where we had like a $600 meal for the four of us. It was for our like 10-year anniversary. So, you know, it was special. That's why it was that expensive. But they didn't give a rat's patootie that my children were there. They were like, yeah, do you guys want like bibs?
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Crazy, right? I couldn't believe that. I was like, what are we doing?
As I said,
what are we doing?
Indiana. Sounds very Stepfordy.
For real. I mean, I have not experienced that in other places in Indiana. They live in Fishers, I think. And I actually think it's a really nice, cute little neighborhood. I was telling Frances that if Indiana didn't want us dead, I would fully move there. Like, it's so cute. But that was very odd. Like, that was a very odd, like, across the board experience. And also, everyone in Carmel was like dressed up. Like, it was so bizarre to me. I was like, what are we doing here? Did you guys forget you live in Indiana? What's happening?
With a name like Carmel, you have to bring your best, apparently.
It was cute. Like, it was a cute little town, but it reminded me a lot of, like, well, you've never been to the Bay Area, but they're, like, in the county that I grew up in, there's a town called Windsor. And it's got this little town green, and there's all these like little cute shops, and like it's really cute. And it reminded me of a lot of that. And it is, so it is a very cute town, but it was very much like, what are we doing here? What is going on?
Just a bunch of rich people like in one area and, you know, cosplaying middle class.
It was just odd. Like, I just found it odd. I didn't understand. I was like, what in the world is going on?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you have any equinox plans, darling?
Oh, I'm so excited for it. We're going to, of course, do our thing where we do the equinox feast. But I don't think we're going to wait till October to have ours, because literally the weekend after the equinox, I'm going to be going to a wedding, so I'm going to be gone all that weekend. Yeah, so we're going to save it for October. Hopefully, it won't be 100 degrees then, and so it will feel more like the season we are celebrating. One can only hope, because...
One can only hope.
The heat here has not been breaking, and it's been horrible and disgusting, and I'm very sick of it. But we have like so many like fun plans outside of like the feast too. Like, we're gonna do those coffee filter marigold flowers. Have you seen those?
Oh yes, I have. Yes.
I'm gonna like I'm gonna make like a whole garland of them and put them around the house.
How are you gonna dye them?
With food coloring.
Smart.
Yeah, like I saw a whole like video on it, and I was like, that is really cute actually, and I want to do that. So
that sounds really fun.
Yeah, so I told, you know, my artsy fartsy teenager that we're going to be doing that as a craft, and they were totally down. So cool.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
Yeah,
that sounds super super fun.
I'm surely the slowly decorating the house. I have the stairwell finally done. Yeah. And I need to do my Halloween tree.
We haven't done anything yet. Even just little things. Like, I asked my husband if he could try to change the color of the lights for, because you know how we have the lights that trim the house. And then we both forgot about it. So that hasn't been done. And I probably will touch base with him about doing that again today, but I'm like, I don't know. And our pumpkins are growing, and I'm feeling very excited about those for like homegrown pumpkins this year. I'm very excited about it.
That sounds like
I've got
so
one
much
of them
fun.
That's you get to carve your own
pumpkins. Are they carvable pumpkins, or are they going to be pie pumpkins?
Yeah, they're both.
Okay.
They're carvable, and they are sweet. So they're supposed to be like a hybrid pumpkin where they don't get as big as like carvable pumpkins, like normal standard ones. They stay about like this big, but they're big enough to still carve and to cook with.
I love that.
So I'm pretty jazzed about it. My plan is I'm going to dice them. I'm going to cook them, and then I'm going to freeze them.
Love.
So that way that you can just like throw them into, I'm going to roast them, and then I can just throw them into like soups or whatever.
That sounds yummy. I'm very excited about like all the autumn dinners, like shepherd's pie, pot pie, stew, soup.
Well, I'm growing acorn squashes too.
What? Ooh, I love a good acorn squash.
I got like three of them growing and I'm feeling very excited about it. I'm feeling very excited.
I keep bringing up, I want to make like something, you know, comforting, like chili or something. And Scarlett goes, no, it's too hot. It's too hot outside.
My son said to me the other day, he goes, Mommy, I really want some soup. And I was like, crazy. Let's do it. So I made him soup. And then he goes, Mommy, this is bad. I was like, oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, son.
What type of soup was it?
Awful. It was like a vegetable noodle soup. I know. It was like normally what he totally loves, but, you know, kids are allowed to have expanding and growing palates. It's fine.
Well, also,
I just ran and played in moving traffic after that for giggles.
I think kids also just like to rage bait.
Totally.
They're like totally into this anymore.
Oh, I asked you for this. I meant this, but good. I meant something like this if it was good. Like, but this is not good.
This is so weird. You're like, son, this I'm is trying bad. To be kitchen witch. And I put a lot of effort and intention into making this. It's literally magic.
This, hey, Mom, this is bad.
Oh, no. Ugh, yeah. Which is what is really cool is that my son, he is like literally starting to like cook himself. So there are maybe 2 days out of the week where I don't have to cook.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
Yeah, I know.
It's also been really good for him to like learn how to do those things. I always feel bad for adults who are never allowed or taught how to cook. And so they have to kind of like start with like, you know, four steps back.
Yeah. Yesterday we made orange chicken. And then he's made a lot of like Korean and Japanese dishes, which all have been yummy. So delicious.
I want you to send pics next time. I want to see what he's making.
They're so good. It's such a great job. So I don't know. I'm very proud of him. Very proud. Very proud. And he's even wanting to incorporate witchy stuff
on here.
Mm-hmm. They're finally getting back into session. Okay. So we'll at least have, you know, him on and telling us like, we should have him on and talk about like what they have discovered in the school, because some of the stuff that they have discovered is pretty crazy.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. he can bring his favorite people from the club. Yes. They can vote. They should do a vote, like a Survivor style vote.
We won't have the kids on that. They've had problems with kids like taking things like way too, like not too seriously, but like making things too overly dramatic. Like sometimes they go outside for the club and there's goats out there. And these kids would be like, oh, those are demonic.
Oh, sheesh.
And she's like, let's cool it.
What
let's
if we
calm
were to
down.
Relax just a little bit? We should plan that for our next coffee talk. Ask him what he wants to do and what that looks like. And we'll have him on. That would be really
fun. That would be
fun. Maybe we'll do a live episode on a weekend for that.
Yeah. That does sound like
fun. He's got school and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, has to get an education or whatever.
Has to. And senior year has been so stressful. It's been like
a
part time job.
Senior already.
Me either.
Actually can't believe it. It makes me very upset. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we met and he was in that band, that kid band?
Yes. Unicorn Massacre.
Yes.
And it all started because Jude could growl, you know, like do the little growl. And it's so funny. Oh, but no, I,
he was like 11 when that started. 10 or 11. That's crazy. Yeah,
just a baby. Wee baby.
It goes by so fast, everybody.
Shut up.
Close your eyes.
True, shut up.
It's horrible. My gosh.
Well, we're going to have a regular episode next week, everyone. Thank you for being patient with us while we had our little end of summer, start of school sickness back to back to back. We will see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email, submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or a voicemail at 351-207-0799 to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening to us on. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a backlog of Patreon-exclusive episodes, and a monthly live Q&A with us. And we even have a Spell the Month box and a Discord and so many classes. Like, come join us. Come see all the good stuff.
Come join us!
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.